This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Duchesne, nice job. Sends it across. Ranton in front. Score! Ranton in again! It's a hat trick in Winnipeg. Hintz was right in front, but it's Rantanen who remains scorching hot. That man is out of his mind.
You know what happened in game one. What's going to go down in game two this evening? Same puck drop in Winnipeg. And let's preview it right now. I'll tell you what, these hockey guys are the best. They're entertaining. They're accessible. They answer. They hop on the fan cam. They're the total opposite of these NBA people.
Oh,
who
the
I can't
NBA,
stand.
Yeah.
These two goods act like the league wasn't dying before the playoffs take place. With that, we welcome in the color analyst for the Winnipeg Jets, Mitchell Clinton, here on the home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Mitchell. Do you like that intro?
I do very much. Thank you. It makes it even more worth it to be up at 8 a.m. with you guys.
What time are you waking up after these 8:50 puck drops?
I'll tell you what. So there's pros and cons, right? So the pro side of things is that the morning skate today is not for another 3 hours. So after this, I've got time to like go to the gym and feel like an athlete before I go and cover some real athletes. The bad point is, yeah, I'm not getting home till after midnight. And it's real tough to get out of bed anytime before, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock.
But so you're a color analyst without that NHL experience.
What's that?
You're a color analyst without that NHL experience.
100%. Yeah, for sure.
How many of you guys in the league are there? I mean, that's a pretty cool achievement. You don't see that in other leagues very often.
Yeah. You know what? It's pretty cool. Like the opportunity just kind of came to me. I've been with, I started working for the Winnipeg Jets back in 2013, way back when web content and social media was just kind of becoming a thing. And so I've been around the organization for a long time, around a lot of our broadcasters, around a lot of our players, and learned a lot of things and still learning every single day. But yeah, the opportunity just kind of came to me a couple of years ago and I jumped at it. Obviously, I'm one of those guys that I don't like to really, you know, sit around and plan things. I like to be kind of immersed in it with the teams. And this has been one of the best ways to do it. And it's been a great story. The Winnipeg Jets this year. And in terms of how many of us, I guess you could say, that are around the league, there's, like you said, there's not many. So I make sure that I'm bringing my best every day, because who knows when, you know, a former player might want to jump in and offer his analysis, or her analysis for that matter.
Mitchell, what can you compare this Mikko Rantanen run to, if anything, that you've seen or covered?
Oh boy, nothing playoff wise. Honestly, I mean, when the Winnipeg Jets selected Patrick Laine back in 2016 and he was playing in the 17-18 season with the team, there was a road trip, I think, where Winnipeg went through New York, where it seemed, I think we played three games out there, and it seemed every single game he had a couple goals. And it was just like the team didn't really have a whole lot going offensively, but all of a sudden Laine would pop on the ice and bang, it's in the back of the net, and all of a sudden Winnipeg's up 2-1. That's as close as I can come to. You know, Mikko Rantanen last year when he was with Colorado against the Winnipeg Jets had 9 points in that 5-game playoff series. Oh. Four of them were goals. You know, I mean, two were goals, seven assists. But the goals that he scored against Winnipeg in game one were near carbon copies of what he was able to do with the Avalanche in the previous series last year, where it was just go to the net, get that deflection, get that rebound. And obviously, as you guys know, he's a big body player that's hard to move out of there. So obviously Winnipeg's going to have to make some adjustments, but he's been a player that even going back to the Colorado days has been a problem for the Winnipeg Jets for a little while.
Mitchell Clinton, the color analyst for the Jets, joining us here before game two on 105.3 The Fan.
The narrative of Hellebuck versus the reality, the narrative on him obviously is great goalie, falls apart of the postseason. Is that the reality?
He's the type of guy that will always say, even if, and I'm sure Ottinger is probably similar in some regard, even if it's a 2-on-0 with three perfect passes and it beats him, you're not expecting your goalie to make that save. Hellebuck will be like, I should have had that. So that's kind of how he is, a little glimpse into how he is. But, you know, after game, I believe it was after game four against the St. Louis Blues back in Winnipeg, he had a media availability where he said, I have to be better, just flat out. I need to be better. My team needs me to be better. I don't want to let these guys down. And, you know, I thought, yes, he gets pulled one more time in St. Louis, but in game seven, when Winnipeg really needed him to lock it down as they were trying to come back, he made those stops. You know, we talked about the Mikko Rantanen deflection goal. That's something that Winnipeg defensively takes a lot of pride in, their ability to let their goaltender see these shots and let them come through clean. So I think the players in front of them know that they have some responsibility in that. But at the same time, there's ones that Hellebuck will want back. And that's just kind of how the playoffs have been. That being said, the second half of the game against St. Louis in game seven, when it was really on the line, I thought Connor Hellebuck got to his game. There was the Colton Parayko chance off the rush where Parayko's joining the rush late. He comes in, he gets the pass. He's letting that thing go clean from the top of the circles, maybe even closer to the hash marks. And Connor Hellebuck's right at the top of his crease, basically saying, beat me. If we're going to lose, you're going to beat me. And Hellebuck made the stop, no rebound. And I thought he looked actually pretty good in game one. It looked very familiar to me, the game that he played against Dallas. Now, you know, obviously the deflection goals happen, the rebound goals happen. That's just kind of how a series is going to go. Jake Oettinger made one more save, and I would anticipate Connor Hellebuck will try to match that come game two tonight.
All right, Mitchell, come. We just wanted to feel you out here before we ask the real questions. Like, come clean with us, because this guy, Hellebuck, annoys the hell out of us, man. Like, what type of dude is he? He's got his little eye training that they showed the other night.
The most studied goalie ever.
Most studied goalie. Like, forget about his game. What type of dude is this guy?
You would be very surprised at how, I would say, relaxed he is off the ice. And even when he's going to start in net, he and Dylan Sandberg have this routine that they essentially do where it's just, and most goalies are like this, where they have kind of their one shooter and they kind of work through some drills to make sure they're good to go. And they've kind of turned it into a joke, honestly, where they're waving to each other. Hellebuck's working on saucer passes to him. Like, it's a way to stay loose off the ice, man. This is a guy that loves his family, loves to fish. He's been fishing ever since he was a kid growing up in Michigan. And I mean, even over the course of, you know, some road trips, if there's a couple of days where there's practice days and, you know, he doesn't have a game to ramp up for, you know, he'll find a way to go fishing on the road. Like, he just will. That's just how he is. And loves to be, you know, part of the group. There's a group of them that have really taken up ice fishing in Winnipeg. So that's a big wow. thing up here where you know, obviously snow, ice. Dustin Byfuglien was actually the one that taught him, and he latched onto it really quickly and absolutely loves it. So yeah, man, away from the ice, Connor Hellebuck, he's funny. He's a big part of this group. The eye training thing is something that I've always wondered why he does, but I think we're starting to see more and more goaltenders start to do it. The way that, you know, he justifies it is, you know, it's getting that
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Nervous system, that fast twitch system, ready to roll for game time. And I mean, obviously in the regular season, you can't argue with the results. Now it's a matter of finding a way to, you know, do it in the postseason, similar to how we did it in 2018 when Winnipeg went to the conference final.
Jets color analyst Mitchell Clinton joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Mitchell, so we started off talking about Mikko Rantanen and just the run that he's on right now. After the game and reading some of the quotes coming out of Winnipeg, you know, Adam Lowry, Mark Scheifele, like they're all talking, their quotes are pretty much, it seems like, focusing exclusively on Mikko Rantanen. Is it a factor where you think Winnipeg's coming out of this first game and just saying, man, if we can just control him, if we can just get that under control, we feel really good about our chances here?
I don't think it's necessarily one player, but I do think that this series against Dallas has a distinctly different feel than the one against St. Louis. And I think it took Winnipeg a big chunk of the game to kind of realize that. That St. Louis series, man, was, what was the total? Something around 625 hits over the course of seven games, I think is what the NHL stats were, which, you know, in some buildings can be a little inflated. Some buildings are on a little bit of the lower side, but that just gives you a set. What's that, 90 hits a game over?
Yeah.
Right? So it seems like, and then you go into game one and Dallas had 24 hits in the game and it wasn't really like they were chasing anything, which honestly I think suits Winnipeg a little bit better because they've got guys on their team that want to make plays similar to Dallas. So for Winnipeg defensively, I think it comes down to sorting things out a little bit better in the neutral zone. And Adam Lowry kind of talked about it yesterday. There's a play on the first Rantanen goal where, you know, Adam Lowry feels he could have, you know, closed off Sam Steele a little bit more, and all of a sudden he doesn't have that clean entry and that ability to cut back, right? So it's almost like it's details leading up to the actual goal being scored that Winnipeg feels they need to be a little bit better at. They're well aware about, you know, what Tyler Seguin's done to this team over the course of a number of years in the Central Division. They know what Wyatt Johnston is capable of. You know what I mean? So it's not like they're necessarily focusing in on one player, even though Mikko Rantanen is, if you're going to do that, probably the one player you do want to zone in on right now. But they're well aware of Dallas's depth, and that's something that they talked about coming into the series. So I would expect them to more or less focus on some defensive structure details, more so than one player.
Mitchell, injury status for Morrissey, Stanley, are they going to be good to go?
We'll see this morning, but you know, based on what we've seen the last couple of days, I wouldn't doubt that Josh Morrissey is probably pushing to get in. He would want to be, you know, jumping back into the lineup as quickly as possible. I mean, obviously it was a huge boost, I think, for the Winnipeg Jets to have Mark Scheifele back. Like that's the team just kind of in terms of where players are playing at the forward position and where they are in the lineup. It's a significant piece and it kind of has everybody slotted where they were over the course of the regular season. So that's a big piece for them. For Josh Morrissey, obviously he would want to get right back in. This is the type of series that I think he can be effective in. For Logan Stanley, we'll see. I would be curious to see if, you know, how he did over the last 24 hours or so. Both he and Morrissey were on the ice with kind of that Black Aces and Scratches group yesterday. So I'd imagine they took a little bit more contact than maybe in a standard practice yesterday. So we'll see what Morning Skate brings this morning in just under 3 hours.
Jets analyst Mitchell Clinton joining us before game two tonight here on Sean and RJ. Here's my dumb question of the day, maybe even the week. Double teaming in hockey. How does it work? Does it have to be five collectively skating? Has it been implemented on Mikko? Is it time to implement that on Mikko? How does double teaming in hockey work?
It's kind of hard to do because of switch offs, right? So you have to be able to communicate quickly with your teammate at a certain point when the game is moving quickly, right? Mm-hmm. So the best thing Winnipeg can do, honestly, is keep the play in the corner and along the walls, right? And keep Rantanen there. That's where you can kind of swarm a little bit. There are some defensive zone systems in the National Hockey League where if your opposition gets that puck low in your zone, you kind of swarm around, you outnumber, and that's kind of what Winnipeg tries to do down low. If you're able to win that battle there, then, you know, really a lot of the offensive zone chances that teams are going to be able to generate are going to be either from the outside or next to none. In terms of, so that's probably the closest you get to a double team. More often than not, it's switching off and finding a way to communicate when, say, it's a forward in the neutral zone handing a player off to a defenseman, and then that forward's got to find that next guy, right? So more often than not, you're looking at what is your neutral zone system, how are they getting through there, and what is the best way to limit. One of the phrases that Winnipeg likes to use is called on it and above it. So what that means is you take a player like Nathan MacKinnon or Connor McDavid, they want to be above that player as they come out of the zone, because what that does is they can't build that straight line speed to be able to, you know, blast through that neutral zone, work a give a go, and away they go. They've got to generate that speed another way. They got to go a little bit more east to west, whatever that may be, right? So that eliminates their opportunity to be creative through the neutral zone. Rantanen's a little bit of a different player. You almost have to pick him up off the rush and find him in the zone at when he's about to be a threat, if not before that. That's something Adam Lowry touched on yesterday, especially from a defensive standpoint, whether that's defensemen picking him up, coming out of those corner battles, going to the front of the net, take that stick, or, you know, just make sure that he's kind of a non-factor in terms of keeping him to the outside, not being able to get to that middle ice.
Mitchell, before we let you go, are you surprised Edmonton's up 2-0 considering Vegas has gotten up to fast starts in both the games?
A little bit. I mean, being in Canada, obviously you see a lot of Edmonton Oilers games. You learn not to count out Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. But I think for Edmonton, it's what they've been able to do with those two not on the ice. That's been the most impressive part of what they've been able to do. Yes, the comebacks are there. That's a big thing. But one of the, I don't know if you want to say knocks on the Oilers in previous years as well, if 97 and 29 aren't on the ice, what are they generating? This year, it seems like they're generating a ton, and that's making them a lot more difficult to deal with, even for a team as good as Vegas.
Mitchell, we really appreciate the time. Thanks for waking up with us. Enjoy the workout and enjoy game two tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Mitchell Clinton joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Nice get, Peyton Phillip Russell, for game two this evening here on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Did Bruce Bochy make a Jack Leiter mistake yesterday? And there is a report coming in that Bill Belichick's girlfriend has been banned. That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.